Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW. Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. What advice would I give my 20-year-old self? If I was 20, what advice would I want to hear? Now, so in a couple of months, I'm turning 30. Some of you may say, wow, you are really old, bro. Others of you may say, wow, you're still a baby. But either way, I just feel like I need to share this. Because there are certain things I've learned through my 20s. Certain things that I wish I had known at the age of 19, the day before my 20th birthday, the things I wish I knew. And this episode is really me sharing some of those with you. I hope there's a 19-year-old there who's about to turn 20 who this might help. Or if you are in your 20s, could be 22, 25, wherever you are, I hope this helps you as well. This will still be applicable to you. And heck, even if you're in your 30s or your 40s or however old you are, there's still something for you here, I promise. So what's the first thing I wish I had known as a 20-year-old? What's something, well, as a 19-year-old just about to turn 20? What's the one bit of advice I wish I'd been given then? Well, the funny thing is, my dad gave me the same piece of advice. It's only that I didn't understand it back then. I didn't get it back then. Now, my dad said to me once that any idiot can have an idea. And I'm telling you the same thing. Any idiot can have an idea. Now, don't take that the wrong way. All right? What my dad was trying to say, which I didn't quite understand at the time, was that you can do pretty much anything. You can have whatever idea pop into your head. There are many people who have brilliant, brilliant, brilliant ideas, but those ideas never come to reality. Those ideas just remain ideas. When my dad said, any idiot can have an idea, what he was really saying is, don't just have an idea, don't just have a dream, make a plan, make it happen, find out what you need to do, find out what skills you need to learn in order for you to make that idea a reality. Don't just stop at the idea itself. An idea is worthless unless you act on it. An idea is worthless unless you make it real. You can learn anything. You can learn absolutely anything. And there will be certain skills, certain insights, certain knowledge that you will need in order to make even the wackiest of ideas, the most implausible of ideas, a reality. If you are a dreamer, if people call you a dreamer, that is fantastic. The world needs more dreamers. But here's the problem with dreamers. Dreamers tend not to act on their ideas. Sure, you might sit down with a pen and paper and plan that idea out to the nines. In every single detail, in painstaking detail. But dreamers have a tendency of not taking action. The world needs more dreamers. But more than that, the world needs more dreamers to take action. Because any idiot can have an idea. but it takes a special kind of idiot to make that idea a reality. All right? So that's the first thing I would go back and tell myself. Something my dad told me already. If you want to be successful at something, anything at all, you can be successful at that. But for you to be successful at that, there will be certain things you have to learn. There will be certain skills you have to master that will make that success a reality. There are certain skills you have to master in order for that idea that you have to become a reality. Focusing on the idea alone won't help you. You need to focus on the kind of person you need to become to make that idea a reality. You need to focus on the kind of skills you need to develop in yourself, the kind of knowledge that you need to gather. Because by gathering those skills and that knowledge, those competencies, you will be able to turn that idea into a reality. As wacky as that idea may be. I mean, look at what Elon Musk has done. Elon Musk is a dreamer. But more than that, he is a dreamer who figures out, who understands exactly what my dad was trying to tell me. That any idiot can have an idea. But it takes a special kind of idiot to make a rocket go out into space, come back down to Earth, and land vertically. Land upright. It takes a special kind of idiot to do that. That's the first thing I would tell myself. What's the second thing I would tell myself? Well, it's kind of related to what we've just been saying. It's related, but it's not really related. You'll understand in a moment. Become good at something. Become so good at something that it is difficult to ignore you. Now, I say it's related to the first thing because for you to become good at something, you have to master it. You have to master a certain set of skills. Become really good at something, so good that it is difficult, impossible to ignore you. If you look at some of the world's most successful people, they are really, really good at one thing, or maybe a handful of things at most. When you think of Warren Buffett, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Investing, right? When you think of Bill Gates, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Microsoft, computers, all of that stuff, all of that techie stuff, right? When you think of, I don't know, Mark Zuckerberg, what do you think of? Again, it would still be techie stuff, but the first thing you think of is Facebook, social media. That's what he and his people, his group, his company became really good at. Social media. That is what they are really good at. Tiger Woods, golf. LeBron James, basketball. These are people who got very good at something. You know, the other day I was asking myself, why the Kardashians are famous? What are they famous for? Why are they on TV? Well, they got really good at something. They got really, really good at something. They got good at grabbing our attention. They are so good, we cannot ignore them. They are so good at grabbing our attention that it's impossible to ignore them. Well, impossible for many people. You may not be one of those people. But they are really good at what they do. They are good at selling themselves. They are good at taking and keeping your attention on them. As the saying goes, you need to learn, before you earn. You need to learn, then you can drop the L and earn. You need to learn how to become so good at that one thing that success is inevitable. You need to learn how to be so good at that one thing that it is impossible for other people to ignore you. That's where you make your money. When people cannot ignore you, that's when you make that money. When you become seen, when you're seen as an expert in your field, people will flock to you. Now, it doesn't really matter what field, what it is you want to be successful at. Could be anything. If you want to be a canine dentist, go for it. Just be really, really good at that. Be so good that nobody can ignore you. If you want to make a living making ice sculptures, same thing. Be so damn good at what you do that nobody can ignore you. Be the best. Don't be among the top. Be the best. Find your niche. And by the way, that's the third thing I would have told myself, is find your niche. Before you know what it is you want to be so damn good at, that when somebody mentions it, you're the first person who pops into mind, like golf. Okay, well, I said Tiger Woods before, but it could be any number of people, but there'll always be those few names that keep showing up time and time again. Let's say toothpaste. Well, there'd be Colgate and Aquafresh. Where I live right now, my home country, Botswana, if you say toothpaste, the first thing someone thinks of is Colgate. You want to be associated with that thing that you want to be so damn good at. When you become that person, that go-to person, let's say, I don't know, I'm running out of examples here, but find your niche. Figure out specifically what it is you want to be good at. Find your niche, and the more specific, the better. The more specific, the better. The more you niche down, the better. Hey, let's say you want to be a painter. All right, great. That's fantastic. There are millions of painters out there. It's not specific enough. Niche it down further. Oh, you want to be a cat painter. You only want to paint cats. All right, that's a bit more specific. You'll find people who want, especially cat lovers, who want cat paintings, or maybe they'll pay you to make paintings of their cats. But only if you are so damn good that as soon as someone says, why don't you paint your cat? The first person who comes to mind is you. Be that damn good that no matter where in the world, when somebody thinks about your niche, boom, you're the first person who comes to mind. But you need to know what your niche is. Know what your niche is, and then become so damn good you cannot be ignored. Become so damn good that you are the monopoly. Become so damn good that you are the niche. All right? That's what I would tell myself, my younger self. Of course, there are many more things. There's a lot more advice that I'd give myself, but those are the big ones. You know, thinking about it now, those are not the big ones. I think I'm going to have to do another episode in the future, because just thinking about it now, there are actually a lot more things that I would want to share with my 20-year-old self, things that I know now. So if you want to be a part of that, click subscribe or click follow, depending on where you're watching. And if you found this useful, if you found this advice useful for you, or maybe you know a 20-something-year-old who you think might benefit from hearing some of this, please, by all means, share this with them. You could just help them learn some of the lessons I wish I learned at that young age. All right? And as always, I will be with you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.